A Gert Lush Christmas, written by Russell Howard and Steve Williams.
Oh, the weather outside is
a stylish home in a white Victorian terrace. Beside a table of wrapped presents sits a beautiful gramophone. In the corner of the lounge is a drafting table covered in comic book illustrations. A young couple, Dan and Lisa, are in the bedroom, making each other laugh.
What is that?
The lights are turned way down low.
As they brush their teeth, Dan dribbles foam down his chin.
I love you.
I love you.
Perfect. It's been the best 6 months of my life.
On their way out, they bump into a neighbour.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Roger.
Merry Christmas, darlings. Thanks for the wine. I think it was the most glorious Rioja I've ever supped.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it, mate.
Dear boy, I more than liked it. It was super-duper wiggly-woo.
That's how wine should be described. Legend.
Have a majestic Christmas, chat.
Okay, mate.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
God, he's amazing.
He's more than amazing. He's groovy-woovy-dibbly-doo.
This is going to be the best Christmas ever. I can't wait to meet your family.
Yeah.
Oh, don't start.
I'm not starting. I'm just saying, you need to prepare yourself.
They're lunatics, Liz.
Everyone thinks their family's mad, OK? How bad can it be?
How bad? Last year, Mum interrupted the meal by saying, and I quote, "I don't see the point of flavoured condoms. It's not like my fanny can taste." That's what she did.
She sounds funny.
She is. But not one of me in Turkey.
Lisa's driving and Dan's in the passenger seat.
It's just not bad. You could be in Barbados with your parents, but instead you're going to be in Bamford.
Yeah, with you. It's our first Christmas together. It's going to be amazing. Now stop moaning. Pick me.
He pops a sweet in her mouth.
You've got a point about that condom thing.
Oh, come on.
They continue along the motorway.
Yeah. Oh, I love this. They arrive in Bamford in the dark.
Well, here we are. This is the bustling metropolis where I grew up. See if you can spot which one is my house. Look at it, which one.
Oh my god.
Look at it. It looks like it's been vajazzled.
The house has been decked out in a glorious mess of lights and tacky decorations.
This is it. Are you sure you want to do this?
Open the door.
Okay. Now, before I do...
Yeah.
What's your opinion on family photos?
I love them.
Great!
A framed picture of a man and a woman as a cartoon Santa and elf having doggy-style sex.
That's my mum and dad. Doesn't that just scream Christmas? Dan! Merry bloody Christmas! Oh, welcome! Welcome!
You must be Lisa. I'm Dave, Dan's dad. Here you go. Here. Have a go on that.
No, go on.
Don't get that in London, do you?
What are you wearing?
It's my Christmas costume!
You look like a pervert elf.
He's a pervert elf! Hello, pudding!
Oh, hey, Zorro!
Oh, shit, the bed, Dan. She is Gert Lush. Oh, hello, Lisa. I'm Sue, Dan's mum.
Hi.
Oh, what an angel. Oh, if I were a man, I'd ruin you.
Ruin her?
It's a compliment. She's fantabulous.
Damn straight. You're punching well above your weight there, wonky eyes.
What are you wearing?
It's called a onesie.
You look like a beaver.
You are what you eat, so.
Should you be dressed as a cock, then?
Oh, he got you there, dump truck.
Where's my new sister-in-law?
Hello, Lisa. I'm Julie. Sorry.
Can I have an Eskimo kiss?
He loves it. Oh, my God, you're so cute.
I could just eat you.
Wait, oi?
No.
Chip, Bert, Lisa's here.
What's your star sign?
Oh, come on, Julie.
What's your star sign?
Taurus.
Oh, my God. Dan's an Aries. You're a Taurus. That's a match made in heaven.
Because his ex was a Pisces, and that was never going to work, was it, Mum?
Never. Yeah. When was the last time you seen a ram hanging out with a fish?
Noah's on.
Grown up, Dan.
Oh, Trev, this is my husband, Trevor.
Hi. Trev.
And this is our son, Bertie.
Do you like magic?
Yeah.
Well, step this way.
They all gather in the lounge to watch Bertie's magic trick. Lisa looks a little flustered. Bertie places a ball under a cup, then slides it around a table with two other cups.
Madame, where is the ball?
Lisa touches a cup and Bertie lifts it up. His face drops when he sees the ball underneath. He slams the table and storms off.
Just give him 5 minutes.
Oh.
Sorry.
I can't believe you drove all the way from London, Lise. I couldn't do it. I literally can't think of anything more terrifying than driving in London.
What if you had a dream about eating a pie and when you woke up, you had eaten your hand?
Gemini's.
So, what's the plan for tonight?
Oh, me and Lisa are going down the pool. Quiet drink. Just the two of us.
Great idea.
They're all in the pub.
And after that, you never swam for the school again, did you, love? Honestly, Lise, you've never seen diarrhea like it. Oh! Dave. Shoo, Lisa. That picture of Dan when he was younger.
Oh. Got it here.
Think. You could have been in Barbados.
There you go.
Why are you naked?
I mean, when we're close. He always had that one hand on his tinkle, didn't he, Dave?
We thought we had a problem, child. He gave it a name.
I was 4 years old.
Look, he's grabbing at it. Look, Dad, it's Keith.
Keith!
I call mine Vesuvius.
Yeah, because he's fucking dormant.
Oh, got you there, Jesus.
At least mine never got bitten by a swan.
Oh my God, do you remember that?
Oh, my God.
Me and Dad were feeding ducks in the park, Lise, and a swan got hold of Keith. Remember his
name?
He wrote a letter to the Queen, Lise. Dear Liz, one of your swans bit my witcher.
I love Christmas. I know it sounds bad, but it's times like this. I'm glad Jesus died.
Oh, he was born at Christmas. Right, my round. Come on, Dan, give us a hand at the bar.
Get Jane to go.
You go, Dan. We'll look after Liz. So, Liz, do you think you'll get married?
I'll take that
at the end! See, the trick is, never ignore your legs. See, that's where you build all your explosive power.
Dad, are you all right, Dad?
Yeah. It's just a bit of heartburn. Oh, don't be such a fanny. Right, Lois, how much is that?
A lot of people don't go for it these days, Lise, but what can I tell you? I believe in tradition. I just think if you're going to have a night, you've got to have a stripper. Crisp?
No, thanks.
Julie.
No, Mum. I'm on a diet.
All right. Which one of you wankers is up for a drinking game?
Yes!
What are you thinking there, Jakey?
Right, so you eat a spoonful of sweet corn, then you drink a pint of Guinness, and the winner is whoever poos out the longest bumblebee.
How are you still single? How are you still single?
Hi.
All right.
Ugh, well. Look what the cat drank.
A man enters and eyes up an older woman.
Lovely.
Merry Christmas, you beautiful buggers! How are you doing?
How are you?
Hello, hang on. Let's do it properly.
Okay.
Oh. You're fantastic, mate.
You, man.
Yes, she is.
You must be Lisa.
Yeah, hi.
Nice to meet you. Hi. I'm Mark, Dan's oldest friend. I'll tell you this, Lise, you've picked an absolute legend. Let me say this, right? God, as my witness, this man, only man I'd have a threesome with.
Never gonna happen.
I would never say never, Dan.
I'm saying
well,
never.
You can't rule these things out.
I can't.
You don't know what's happening in the future, do you?
It's not that.
We agree to disagree. Anyway, I'd love to stay and chat, but I'm on a promise with Ethel.
Is that Dave Barwell's mum?
No, it's his nan. It's a Tom.
dirty bugger.
He's all right.
He's probably off making another one of his pornos.
Nothing wrong with homemade erotica, Trev.
Me and Sue have made some absolute classics down the years, and we love, eh?
Just me in flavour.
Not like this. I heard he made a porno so disgusting that whoever sees it goes mad.
Bollocks!
And he lost it. That video is out there, somewhere.
You know Cheryl from the bakery?
Yeah.
Her dog accidentally saw Mark's porno. The next day, the dog committed suicide.
How does a dog kill itself?
Threw itself under a bus.
Maybe he just got run over.
No. Oh. Wayne the bin man reckons it was the first time he'd ever seen roadkill with a boner.
Right, let's get on it.
What? Those little puppies.
Here you go.
Just one last one.
Yeah. One, two, three.
They each down a shot.
Oh,
Lise, did I ever tell you about the time I caught Dan dressing up as Mariah Carey?
I remember that.
For Christmas is you.
Morning at the house. Dan and Lisa wake up together.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Keith.
Keith's asleep.
No, Keith's asleep.
He's dead.
Dan, your parents are crazy.
I did say it, didn't I?
Oh, my God, is that your parents?
Yeah. Your parents don't do this at Christmas.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Christmas gangbang.
Oh, God!
I can think of no finer moment than this to give you your present.
Merry what Christmas. Is it?
I'm not telling you, am I?
Are you taking me to Paris?
Indeed I am.
Dan! Thank you, I'm so happy. Mm.
You're not the only one.
I feel bad now because I didn't get you anything.
Hmm? Oh, you sneaky wench.
It's not quite great. How it stick it.
Guitar lessons, that's
you
amazing.
Like those, do you? Yeah, do you?
It's brilliant.
Aww. Whoa, okay. Hello.
Come on, you two, we're opening our presents.
Sounds like you've already opened yours, Mother.
Oh, oh bloody cheek! He's changed my ringtone. I don't know how to fix it. Come on, I've got you some great Christmas jumpers.
The reindeer on Dan's jumper has wonky eyes.
What do you think? I made them myself.
He's got the same eyes as you.
What about yours?
That's nothing. Check out Nan's. Hers looks like it's being gangbanged.
Gangbanged?
Uncle Dan, pick a card.
Okay, right. There you go.
Don't tell me what it is. Just concentrate on the card.
Okay.
It's the Nine of Diamonds.
Sorry, Bertie.
Poor bugger.
Ta-da!
Oh, my God, Trev, what happened?
This is my present.
I'm giving him a different haircut every day for Christmas.
Oh, that is a truly thoughtful present, Julie!
Nice. Sweet piss, Trev. Did someone take a shit on your head?
And...
What?
Oh, cheeky!
The family are tucking into lunch. Julie's only having a salad.
Amazing. Mind a few of that. Here, Lise, how old do you think I am? Come on, have a guess.
Did only 60?
52.
Oh, brilliant.
I tell you what, Lise, you've got a lovely figure. Ooh. It's nice and meaty.
Yeah. Meaty?
That's a compliment. Most of your girlfriends have been like raped.
Yeah.
It's nice to see someone with a nice bit of flesh on her.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're very womanly.
Yeah.
Womanly, yeah. That's it. That's what men like, isn't it, Dave? Something they can grab hold of.
Bloody right. I can slap your mum's arse, go and get a cup of tea, and when I come back, it's still wobbling.
Some of Dan's exes have been like sticks.
Yeah.
Do you remember Jenny?
Oh, Jenny. I got a picture of her somewhere.
Sit down, you're being rude.
Here it is, got it. There you go. Please. Yeah.
How about we don't dwell on the
past? Oh, I can't believe you've ripped that picture.
We just have a lovely Christmas meal.
I'm just saying, you obviously take after your dad. He likes a bit of booty, you know.
Guilty. I'm more of a tit man myself.
Well, our tits are great too.
Yeah, lovely.
I have a thing about noses.
Everyone stares at Trev. Julie blows him a kiss. Lisa's in the bedroom putting on her makeup. Dan approaches and gives her a kiss on the neck.
This is the perfect Christmas, isn't it? Mum's calling me fat, brother's staring at my tits, and now we have to meet the rest of your family.
I'm sorry.
Do we have to go?
You know I do. I haven't seen Uncle Tony since he got the all clear.
We should have gone to Barbados.
What did say?
Who is Jenny?
Oh, come on.
Why haven't you told me about her before?
Because she was a girl I went out with for like a month when I was 19.
Well, then why have they got a photograph of her?
I don't know. Why does Mum call Google Goggle? She clearly adores you. It's just... she doesn't know how to show it. Come on, we'll go to Tony's for an hour. Max. Find a nice quiet spot. Just you and me.
And Keith.
Come on. It'll be super duper wiggly woo.
Just don't leave me on my own with them.
I won't. To be honest, I doubt they even bother with us.
At the house party, Lisa's being grilled by Dan's family.
So, as I was saying, Lisa, when are you two getting married?
Oh, come on, Jay, not you as well.
Well, you're not getting any younger, especially if you want to have kids. Oh, she's got a point. You don't want to leave it too long, Lisa, or they'll come out all Forrest Gump.
What does that even mean?
Buongiorno, princesses! I bring four glasses of champagne for four delectable ladies.
Oh, you know you lovely poppets gonna have to tell me your secret because I swear to Christ you're all getting younger.
We are talking marriage, Tone.
Best thing I ever did.
Oh, darling.
Oh,
shit.
Listen, my angels, I'm just gonna take Dan off for a bit. You don't mind, do you, Lise?
Of course she doesn't, sweetheart.
I'm having a bit of time. Me and Lise are just going to chill out here.
Hey, come on, Dan. My battle with the nut cancer has taught me anything. It's that there's no time like the present. So, come on. Indulge an old man.
Dan's grip on Lisa's hand breaks as he's pulled away. Dan stops in the corridor to look at some photos of Tony with Cannon and Ball, David Hasselhoff, and Pat Sharp.
Drinking in the shots, are we, Dan?
Yeah.
I used to have a lovely one of Ralph here, but that had to burn. Right, come on, Milky!
Where are we going?
You'll see!
The million-dollar question, Lisa, is either one.
When
you know. Me and Doug got married after 2 months. Mm. I never met a man like him.
Yeah.
And you were pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I have an amazing idea. Come on, Lisa. Come with me. Come and follow me, girl. There you go. Come on. What are you going to do, Jane?
Come on. Come for me.
Tony's smoking weed in a hot tub.
Let me give you some advice. My fucking wife and those ranted old crows in there are filling Lisa's head full of all sorts of shit. But I'm here to tell you right now, Daniel, you never get married.
How many times are we going to do this?
When you're single, life is a buffet. Marriage? Marriage is a microwave meal, Dan. Oh, sure. Of course it's hot at the beginning, but you dig a little deeper and it's cold. Real cold.
How many of those have you had?
What I'm saying is, Dan, never settle.
How am I settling? Lisa's amazing.
She's all right. Let's not talk silly. What I wouldn't do to be single again. Oh. I don't know if I ever told you, but in the 80s I was quite the cocksman.
We're really going to have another story about you and Keith Chegwin.
I remember once I was round at Chegwin's house at a party. Fucking banging it was. I managed to talk two girls into bed with nothing more than a slinky. Well, they were laughing. He thought I was a wizard.
Dan doesn't know how to react. He looks at Tony, then walks away.
Great chatting, Tony. Doubtless we shall do this again next year.
Stick to the buffet, Dan. Stick to the buffet.
A boy kicks a football at Trev's head.
Jesus!
Wait, Trev, you seen Lisa?
No. You do know who is here, though, don't you? It's Jenny!
Jenny waves at Dan.
What the hell is she doing here?
I don't know. Would you like a hug?
Oh, no, he doesn't want a hug now.
Lisa's in a frumpy wedding dress.
What did I tell you? That is a perfect fit.
Oh my God. You look lush.
Sue, go and get a camera. Let's get some pics.
What a great idea.
Oh, you look absolutely beautiful.
Turn around.
Oh, darling, my God.
Look at her ass in that.
Oh, he's going to enjoy popping the cherry on that.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dave's showing off his muscles.
Hold that thought. That's it. That's the crap. On both of you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah. Now, sometimes when you crunch your abs like that, you can pull a little intercostal, you see. Those are the muscles between your ribs.
No, Kelly, I'm on a diet.
Ear Jew, I don't understand. Mark's porno, does it only affect us?
No. Nathan Watkins seen it. Last I heard, he was in Waitrose car park trying to chew off his own face.
Ooh. Waitrose.
Mum, where's Lisa?
She's upstairs trying on Jade's wedding dress.
What? What part of look after her didn't you understand? What's Jenny doing here?
Jade knows her from Zumba.
Well, get rid of her. If Lisa sees her, she's going to go mental. Get rid of her.
As Dan walks away, he gives Jenny an awkward wave. Tony approaches Sue, wearing a very short dressing gown.
You all right, Sue's?
Not really, Tony. It's Dan. He's so tense.
You're telling me.
I just wanted to have fun.
Same here.
If only there was some kind of magic potion to cheer him up.
Now we're talking, Suze.
What?
Oh, what, she says. Don't worry, Suze, I understand. He just needs a magic potion to cheer him up.
What are you talking about, Tim?
Clever. Denial. Don't worry, Suze. I've got it covered.
Tony slaps a woman's bum on his way through. Then he discreetly retrieves a pill from inside his gown, cracks it open and pours the contents into a cocktail. The drug fizzes as it dissolves. Tony nervously looks around, then pops a few straws and a decoration into the cocktail. He gives it a sniff, then smiles to himself. Lisa's still in the wedding dress.
So I think we'll just nip this in a bit in the bud.
And all that cleavage.
Lisa, are you okay?
Yes, come in!
He can't come in, it's bad luck! Are you insane?
She'll be out in a minute. You go and enjoy yourself.
Dan glances sideways to a framed photo of Tony and the Chuckle Brothers. Now he's downstairs in an armchair looking glum. Jake mimes ejaculating into his face.
Right, Gaylord.
How am I a Gaylord? You just threw imaginary spunk at me.
Yeah, you loved it.
Tony comes over with the spiked cocktail and another for himself.
What?
Permission to come aboard?
Tony, I don't want to hear about how you got sucked off because of a game of buckaroo.
Hey, hush, hush. I come bearing an apology. I'm sorry about all the wedding stuff, Dan. Truce?
Go on, then.
Yeah. Good girl. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Tony.
Tony watches as Dan gulps down his drink.
So do you want to hear a mucky story about Sunita?
Not really.
Why not?
That's every angle, brilliant. Well
done.
Oh, it's good from every angle, isn't it?
Fabulous.
I think we've got enough now.
Oh, gee. Let's get her on the bed, looking seductive. Yes! Come on, Lisa. It looked lovely on that black silk.
On all fours.
It's going to look absolutely fantastic.
Oh, she's got arch your back. I'm the
trouble star. Dan rises to his feet and blinks slowly as the drug takes effect. While nobody's watching, Julie stuffs a massive Scotch egg into her mouth in one go. Dan sways and turns on the spot, struggling to focus. You're the fire star. Dave's with a couple of women.
Go on, hit me as hard as you can. Go on, I won't feel a thing.
One thumps Dave in the stomach. He tries to act cool, but wanders off and grimaces at the pain. Dan looks confused. Lisa's being forced to pose for photos.
Come on, Lisa. Fantastic. Nice and trampy now. Go on, get in.
Yeah. Stick your tongue out, Lisa.
Oh, that's the stuff. That's the stuff. Really got to lucky.
On all fours.
Make some of them noises.
Dan's licking a man's bald head.
Oh, you taste so good.
He dances strangely. Dave, Jake and Julie turn to Tony.
He's perked up a bit.
Julie heads off. Tony lights up a joint.
I mean, Checkers did say they had some kick.
Jade's in a corset and boots.
And this is what I wore for the honeymoon.
Please don't make me wear that.
Lise, you better come down. Dan's acting really strange.
I got that.
Downstairs, Dan's tripping. Trev appears to have enormous hands. Dave is weight training with a pair of cooked turkeys. And Tony's dancing naked with fire coming out of his head. Dan sees Pat Sharp karate chopping the air.
My God, man.
Dan turns around and sees Lisa. She beckons him forward, then gives him a long, sexy kiss. But in reality, he's actually snogging Jenny, while everyone stares in shocked silence. He breaks away from the kiss and looks across at Lisa, who's been watching. He squints as he tries to make her out. She's silent and rigid, with mascara streaked down her face. She steps forward and punches him. Then she leaves. Everyone's stunned. Sue has her hands over her face. A stray football smacks into Trev's head.
Jesus! Who keeps doing that?
Morning, back at the house. Dan dumps his phone on the table.
Still no answer, love.
Oh, why'd you let her leave?
She was so upset, Dan, and you were licking that bald man's head again, and she just slipped away.
Somebody must have spiked my drink. I honestly thought I was kissing Lisa. What was that look? What happened?
I was chatting to Uncle Tony, love. And I happened to mention that you were a bit stressed.
Which you were, Dan.
Yeah.
You were, yeah. And I think he misunderstood love and he might have put some stuff in your drink.
It was you.
I'm so sorry, love.
What the fuck did you do that for?
I'm so sorry, love. I was just trying to be helpful.
Help! You've ruined my life!
I'm so sorry, Dan. Where are you going?
Londa, get your hands off me!
Oi! Don't you dare talk to your mother like that!
Fuck you!
Get out of my house!
Okay, no!
Go on, get out!
Dave hugs Sue.
Think the toilet's broken again, Mum. I just shat out a massive bumblebee.
Jake snatches some toast from Trev's hand.
Cheers,
Trev. Dan slams the front door and kicks over a tacky Christmas decoration. He makes a call from the train station.
Hi, this is Lisa. Please leave a message.
Lise, please call me back. Right, it wasn't my fault. They drugged me. I'm at the station now. I'll be home in about 3 hours. I love you so much.
He goes to the ticket desk.
So that's single to Exeter. All right. Thank you.
Single to London, please.
When are you planning on returning?
I'm not interested in a single to London.
Like, well, it's just as cheap getting a return. We got a super saver. We got a super, super saver. We got a range of loyalty savers.
I'm in a bit of a rush. Can I just have a single to London, please?
Abusive language will not be tolerated, sir.
I'm not being abusive, am I? I just need to get to London.
Well, being rude to me ain't gonna help, is it?
I'm not being... It would be rude if I said, get me a fucking ticket to fucking London, but I haven't done that. I just want a single to London. Come on, I'm having the worst day of my life. I'm sorry, just...
Can I have station security to the front desk, please?
Lisa, are you okay? Lisa, are you all right?
No. No, I'm not okay.
I'm so sorry, love. I know this is going to sound like absolute bullshit, but I swear, on my mum's life, I honestly thought I was kissing you.
Dan.
Uncle Tony spiked my drink.
Dan, you cheated on me. Cheated on me in front of your whole family, made me look like an idiot.
Look, just let me come home. I can fix this.
I don't want you to come home.
What? What does that mean? Are you breaking up with me?
I just need some time to think.
Don't put, please, Lisa, don't put the phone down. Please don't.
He sits on a bench and buries his face in his hands. He wanders down an alleyway. Then, sitting in a park, he sees a loved-up couple walking past. He remembers a playful afternoon in a sunny park with Lisa. Sitting alone in an empty cafe, he sadly stirs his coffee and reminisces about happy times in a coffee shop with Lisa. She distracts him, then smears milk foam on his face. He arrives outside a block of flats in the dark, and Mark opens his door to him. Need your life in my life. Dan shuffles inside with his head down. Then he looks up and sees an older woman in red leather strapped to some kind of sadomasochistic device.
Come back to me.
Mark shrugs and Dan disappears into another room. Mark gleefully rubs his hands together as he returns to the woman.
I'd be anyone to be.
Lying on a bed, Dan looks at a photo on his phone of himself and Lisa. He puts the phone down and drapes his arm across his face.
In my life, need your light.
Morning, and Mark puts a mug shaped like a pair of boobs next to Dan's bed.
Another cup of tea there for you. Come on, mate. Been moping around here for 2 days now. Let's go out. Guys' night out. Yeah, couple of lads down the pub. No women. Just two blokes putting the world to rights. We won't have one mention of Lisa.
All right. Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. Such a pretty name.
Dan downs a load of shots in a near-empty pub.
Same again.
Let's make this last round, Amy.
Let's get some more in, eh? Having the time of our life.
So what's all this I hear about your porno killing a dog?
That dog died of natural causes.
Hi, this is Lisa. Please leave a message.
Just pick up the phone. Please, I just want to hear your voice. Please.
Dan, what the hell are you doing? Well, get that here. That's the one thing I told you to never do when you're drunk.
Have a strangle wank.
No, the other one.
I don't know, mate.
You never drunk, Dial Dan.
I'm broke, mate.
What are you doing? Come on, not in here, mate. Come on, you're not in London now. Up you come. Up you come. Come on, come here. Let's just go back to mine. We'll have a cup of coffee, play a bit of FIFA.
I don't want to do that. It's just staring at
you. Dan, listen to me. What kind of friend would I be if I just...
Mark's eyes are drawn to a pair of older women giving him sultry looks.
All right! One more drink. Things I'd do for you.
Thanks, mate.
It's all right.
Yeah. When I met her, everything changed. And she smiled at me. It's like the whole world was smiling at me.
Dan's eating a grey kebab with one of the women, while Mark shags the other one against a bin.
You're amazing! You're absolutely amazing!
I know!
Oh, yes!
Deirdre, how much longer are you going to be?
Oh, yes!
Oh, it's a bonanza!
Like part of me's died. Like my soul split in two.
Now Mark's screwing the other woman.
That is amazing! That is absolutely amazing! Oh, I'm a lucky boy.
The taxi's on its way!
Oh, double trouble! I'm a lucky boy, isn't it? Lovely. Oh, you're perfect. Don't you change.
Morning, and Dan rolls over in bed, still fully clothed.
See you later, ladies.
Bye, lover.
You were fantastic. Stay naughty. Ciao, ciao. What a night. You feeling better?
Oh, yeah. Watching you bone dinner ladies really sorted me out.
Well, don't knock it till you try it, Dan. Good thing about dinner ladies, not afraid to give you seconds.
What?
You should have joined in, mate.
Mate, they've got bus passes.
Yeah, both of which went up my ass.
How is that bragging?
Dan has 17 missed calls from his mum.
Hello, Mum. Calm down. I can't even use it. Calm down. What? His heart? Oh, God. Yeah, I'm coming. I'm coming straight away. I've got to go.
He rushes out.
Boy, Dan!
Right, breakfast. Lovely.
Where is he?
Oh, Dan. I think he might die.
Don't say that. Come on. Where is he?
He's at the vet's.
What? The vet's?
Shh. He's been in surgery.
Oh, God, I thought it was you.
No.
Oh, Dad.
It's all right. I'm all right.
Oh, God, Dad.
It's all right, Dad. It's all right. Oh. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Dad.
Oh, it's all right. How are you? You all right?
Yeah.
You okay? So what's the latest?
Lyric is going to be 50-50. 50-50!
Poor little bugger.
Dad!
Come here, you. Come here, Sue. Come on. Yeah? It'll be all right.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
Now the family are looking at photos of the dog.
Oh, Ma, look at this one.
Oh, my God.
Let's see.
Yeah. What? I remember that.
Oh, is that my last day of school?
Silly bugger. A whole plate of sausages and they had the shits for a week. You remember?
What's this? Zorro the Wonder Dog.
Oh, my God, Mum, you kept it.
Oh, that was...
Oh, my God. Oh, Ma, put it on. Put it on. Yeah, Dad, put it on.
Let's have a look at that.
Let's have a watch. Oh, my God.
Oh, I want to spoil
it. Oh, Dan.
A Dan Coleman production. Starring Zorro the Wonder Dog.
He's quite clever, though, that, you know.
Why is he so wonderful, you ask? Well, what other dog can make people disappear? Incredible!
That's been a good gag.
That's not all. Zorro has the power to wake the dead.
Oh, this is great. Remember this.
Oh, here we go.
Young Dan drops the dog on top of Dave as he's sleeping.
Where are you hiding, you little bugger?
He's brilliant!
Is it on? Yeah, right, okay.
Oh, Christ! Do you remember this?
How could you forget?
Dave swings a pair of nunchucks and hits himself in the groin.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, you've never been this sick since.
tell me what I'm doing. I think I've cracked a nut.
What was that?
Oh, crikey, they've gone inside. Stop it now, get away!
Oh, God. Oh, God. I hope he's going to be okay.
Of course he is.
The family finish their lunch.
That was lovely, darling.
Thanks, Leo. He's theirs. Oh, God, please let him be okay. Hello, Susan, come in. Yeah. Sorrow, yeah. It did, yeah. He's gonna be okay!
Everyone jumps for joy and embraces. Now Sue's doing the dishes.
Hello, Leo.
Hey, Emma. Do you want a hand?
I'm all right. You can watch the telly.
Come on. Pudding's on it. Tell me up.
All right, babes. Here we go.
Dan starts to dry up.
I'm sorry for what I said the other day. I didn't mean it.
Stop it, you can make me cry now.
I just need you to know. I love you.
I love you, Pudding. Have you spoken to Lise?
She's not returning my calls.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Why don't you go and see her?
She said she wants some space. Can't stop thinking about her, Mum. What can you do about her?
It's going to be all right. I can feel it.
I miss her so much, Mum.
I know, love, I know you do.
Everyone, including the dog, is on the sofa in front of the telly. Dan checks his phone, then gives a heavy sigh.
So do you reckon you'll be here for New Year, Dan?
I guess so. Got nowhere else to go, but she won't answer any of my calls.
I tell you what you should do. Write Lisa a song.
What?
I'm serious. You should go up to London and sweep her off her feet with a love ballad. That's what I did for your mum.
Aw, you wrote Mum a song?
An absolute classic.
Was it?
Susie, 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 Susie
fuck's sake.
I love the melody. So romantic.
That's not romantic, Mum. That's dogging.
Dogging?
It's like when you...
don't worry about it, Mum.
You want to forget about Lisa, mate, and get back inside that Jenny.
Oh, shut up, Jake.
What? Do you mind if I have a pot?
Jake.
I'm just saying.
While he's in the bathroom, Dan overhears Bertie.
You're just starting out. Everyone makes mistakes at first. I bet you, when Dynamo first tried to walk on water, he got soaked through.
But everyone laughs at me. I feel so stupid.
They only laugh because they're jealous. Because you're brave. Because you've got the courage to do what you love. Today they're laughing, tomorrow they'll be applauding. Before you know it, they'll be coming to see you at the Albert Hall.
Do you think so?
I know so. Life is all about seizing opportunities, Bert. If you see a dream, then you follow it. Do you think David Blaine or Gandalf gave up because somebody laughed at him? Exactly, sweetheart. Oh... I don't know much, Bertie boy, but one thing I do know, never worry about what other people think of you. Just do what your heart says. Nothing else matters. If you find something you love, then never let go of that thing.
Thanks, Nanny.
You're very welcome. Just don't forget me when you're a great big massive star.
I won't.
Do you promise?
Yeah.
Love you, Magic Man.
Sue looks moved. Dan, who's been secretly listening the whole time, contemplates. A new day, and Dan comes downstairs.
Bring them in to you. Let them know you're doing something mysterious. You're doing something magical, something strange. And then you crack out a bit of freestyle. See, get some of that little shimmy there, and then bring them in. Oh, that's fantastic. Some of that body popping thing that you do, yeah. That, oh, fantastic, Bree, that's it. Yeah, that's the way you do it. A wizard never reveals his secrets. Go on.
Dan puts the kettle on, and Julie comes in with a top with Happy New Year on it.
Oh, Dan, what do you think about this for tonight?
It's a bit low-key.
Really?
I feel if it's too classy, Jules.
Do you think so? Have you seen Mum?
No.
Oh, we're meant to be doing a fake tan sesh.
There she is, see?
Oh, there he is. Oh, you're back doing your magic again, Bertie.
Yeah, when you find something you love, Mum, you never give up on it.
Put it there, Bertie. Boom!
Baboom!
Yeah. Let's go and find Zorro, give him his medicine, shall we?
And keeping it old school, who can forget this one from 1994?
With a look of determination, Dan grabs Jake's car keys from the side and heads out. He drives off in Jake's car, a hideous souped-up yellow hatchback with a pair of testicles dragging from the rear bumper. A sign for London reads 105 miles.
Lisa! Lisa!
Realising she isn't in the flat, he dumps a bouquet of flowers on the side and hangs his head. He makes a call from outside.
No, nothing's wrong. I just thought she might be with you. Yeah, OK. All right, well, yeah. Happy New Year's. All right, bye, Sarah, bye.
Ah, salutations, Dan. Do you know I've just had the most wonderful sandwich? Ham, cheese and pickle.
Roger. Have you seen Lisa?
Yes, I did, a couple of hours ago. I saw her leave.
Did she say where she was going?
Oh, I didn't chat. I just saw her leaving. She was carrying an awfully big suitcase. Is everything okay, dear boy?
Yeah, no, it's fine. Have a good New Year's, mate.
Same to you.
Yeah.
He perches on the bonnet of Jake's car.
Hello, love, where are you?
I'm at the flat.
What, in London?
Yeah, I came to get Lisa, but she's gone to Barbados.
Barbados?
The neighbour saw her leaving with a suitcase. Oh, shit, New Year's.
Oh, my poor pudding.
Why don't you come back home, love?
Not in the mood for a party, Mum. Not in the mood for anything. I just sit here and gas myself in the car.
Don't talk like that, darling. Besides, you don't want people finding your body in Jake's car. They think you're a right pervert. Oh, come back home, love. I'm cooking your favourite tea. Chili con carne with baked beans instead of kidney beans. Come on, love.
Before I bloody drive down to London and get you myself.
All right. I'm coming. Last thing we need you on the roads, eh?
All right. Bye, love. See you soon.
Dan gets back in the car and drives. The sun sets and the sky darkens. The same thing every year. He continues in the dark and finally pulls up outside the festively lit family home. Wrap my arms around and hold you near. Wrap my arms around and hold you near. On his way inside, he notices the decoration he kicked over has been patched up. Everyone's watching Bertie's magic show.
That's great. What's going on?
Shh. Is he any good at magic?
No shit.
Bertie shows his sleeves.
Oh God, Bert, don't build it up.
Then he makes some flowers appear. Then he rips off his shirt to reveal a drawn-on six-pack.
Is he drawn on abs? I don't know that, man.
Go on, Bertie boy!
Dave has the same drawn on his belly.
This is some creepy shit.
And now, I will attempt my most dangerous trick. Whoa! Not all of you will survive. But first, I must introduce my glamorous and beautiful assistant, Nanny!
Sue whips off her dress to reveal a sparkly outfit underneath.
Summers!
Get your tits out!
I'm sorry.
Oh, sod this, I'm going to bed.
Oh, no. You're gonna miss the best bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna need a volunteer.
Ooh, I can spot one over here.
Are you
come
going?
On, give them a round of applause. Hey,
well done. We love that. Oh, we love that.
Come on, Danny.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may look like an ordinary dog, but when I tap him gently with my wand, I can make him do something incredible. For now, he has the power to bring you what you most desire.
The lights go out, and when they come back on, Lisa's standing in the room. Dan gives her a passionate kiss. Everyone's thrilled, especially Sue. Dan mouths, "I love you," to Lisa.
Yes! I did it! Yeah!
And at the end, Dan said, "Jake, you are actually a legend. I think I could learn a lot from you."
Oh, clever.
Just one more.
Trev's feeding Julie. Tony's snorting cocaine.
You're a goddess.
It's such a beautiful day, darling. I don't know what to do with
him. What are you doing?
Dave!
Dad! Julie! Oh, God! Is everyone got there?
Look at your faces!
Dan's Nan is sitting in the corner with the dog. She notices something poking out from under a cushion.
What's this? Mark's unbelievable hardcore home video.
She puts it on and settles down to watch it with the dog.
Miriam, we're going to take it up a notch now.
Take out the bum grappler.
Oh, down you are. Oh, my.
That's it, love.
Oh,
oh, oh, yeah. Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh. Oh, you bugger.
Yeah, you love that. I thought we lost you. No, I'm sorry. I just needed some space. I do love you.
You even get here? That's what I want to know. Your car was in the street.
Your mum picked me up.
What? Mum?
Yeah. She was really nice. She told me all about Tony and the drugs.
I told you about that.
No, I didn't believe you.
Why?
Because I saw you kissing that girl and she was all blonde and perfect.
How is she perfect? Really? Are you really doing this?
No.
Look yourself in the mirror. I'll take you through why you're perfect.
Okay,
you know,
got
perfect hazelnut eyes when you smile like that. You're very cute. You've got a lovely vein there. The list goes on.
Let's go to Barbados next year.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Everything okay, my lovebirds?
How pissed are you?
Cheeky monkey.
I can't believe you drove to London.
You weren't that bad, actually. Anyway, I just come to wish you Happy New Year.
Oi, Mum?
Yeah.
You're amazing.
No, she's not. She's girlish.
Oh, I know. She's talking the lingo. Oh,
Dad, you
know.
Come and have a drink
with
me. Oh, my God.
I'm cold, Daniel.
Susie.
Happy New Year.
Susie.
I really love them.
I really love you.
Sue sets up a video camera.
I think it's on. I think it's working. Green light's on.
New Year's resolution.
I'm going to get myself proper pumped and enter Mr. Devon. Oh, shut up. You know what I mean.
What's my New Year's revelation?
I'd like to try my old wedding dress and roleplay.
Should probably get a penis reduction. Nothing too drastic, just trim off the bottom 6 inches. She knows.
Oh, piss off, Jake, you fat mess.
Trev struggles to think of something.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to change my birthday to the November the 28th because I've always wanted to be Sagittarius.
Nan looks traumatised.
Dirty bastard.
All I want to do is spend more time with this legend.
It's Checkers! Yes! Stick to the buffet! Yes!
It's mental Checkers, is it?
Oh, yeah!
We're so excited to spend the whole...
I would like to complete my ultimate fantasy. That is a mother and a daughter. And the grandmother. I call it three-course meal.
I just want to spend every moment with Lisa. Mm.
To be honest, I'm more interested in Keith.
Oh, really? I see Sandra.
I would like to buy a meerkat.
I just want everybody to be happy. I'd quite like to meet Gokwan.